What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
From we really are South Florida now. Like, we always say South Florida's radio station. You go, yeah, most of Dade and most of Broward. But never guaranteed all of it. And now you go Key West to north of Jupiter. Man, that's never thought I'd see it, Woody. Never thought we'd see that. Anyway, enough of that, and I'm moving on. So we go up there, and of course, you saw practices. We're a little chippy up there. The practice, it got a little ugly, fighting, guys throwing each other down. So we get up there, and yesterday, it's funny. So the practice takes place, and some of the Bears coaches that I know come over. They're up by us, and they come up, and they want to talk. And hey, you know what's going on? This amazing. Our media thought it was a nice physical practice, and we kind of dominated. And I go, yeah. And your media said we're a bunch of cheap shots. It was dirty. You guys, we talked about before the practice that there's going to be no tackling, no throwing guys down, and that's all you guys did. You took cheap shots. Some guys got mad. Matter of fact, we had two linebackers go at it with each other. That was a storyline as well. But they're going, man, it's amazing. And I go, well, some guys got thrown down. And, yeah, so our media thought it was – it's amazing. My point is, so the two different markets, the Bears are going, this is the physical. This is what we want. This is what we've been waiting for. We're getting it from Ben Johnson. He's doing it the Dan Campbell way. And the Dolphins are going, hey, man, I thought we said we're going to go hard, but we weren't going to throw anybody to the ground. So if that's the case, you get thrown to the ground, you get up, you're pissed off. Just, it's as simple as that. Nobody's getting thrown down, and everybody goes, hey, don't worry about throwing me down and standing over and shoving me. Of course, guys are going to be pissed off. So like a lot of these practices that are going on with everybody, they get a little chippy. They get a little ugly at times, and that was the case. So now you take it to yesterday and had no idea what to expect, except the Bears find out before the game they're going to rest most of their starters on both sides. I think they had 9 starters on offense and 9 on defense that didn't play. They decided not to play, and Mike comes out and says, hey, man, I'm going to get all my guys who are healthy. We're going to get them at least a series. And if they're really good players, that's all they're going to get is a series. And then we'll get to the young guys. And that's kind of what it is. But it's amazing how everybody, and including our writers, read into. And the great thing about these things, I sit back and look at, I got favorite guys. I'm guilty too. I find myself guilty of really rooting for certain guys I want to do well. And other guys I don't know, or I just don't care as much about. And I realize our writers are the same way when, you know, guys are going to have good plays and bad plays. And we're going to talk about mostly the good plays down here. And, you know, a lot of guys had some good plays. And we're going to talk about it this morning. We'll get into everything, every part of it. You know, Waddle and Tyreek Hill did not play. They were out. Waddle was one of the guys that got a dirty shot against them, or the Dolphins believe it was a dirty shot. So they had some guys out. You saw two in the first drive. They go down the field. You saw Mike is making it a point, especially with that starting offensive line, or the guys who could be on this team on the offensive line. They wanted to run the ball down in the red zone. Didn't go well, right? 15 plays, no points to start the game. Go for it on fourth down and get stuffed, and that was it for that. So it didn't go great to start with. But there were a lot of good performances. There were a lot of guys. And then again, if you got a favorite guy, and I found myself, oh, he's had a good 2 weeks of practice, and he's had a good 2 weeks of practice. But you get in these games, and it's a little different. And let's start not with Tua, but the two guys that played the most football in that game, Zach Wilson, right? And also Mr. Hewers. And Woody, what'd you think of the way those two played?
Oh, it was great, Joe. Really, really reassuring that we have the backup situation under control.
So Zach Wilson, starting with him because he's a backup, held the ball too long.
Oh, he does just fine when he's got plenty of time and he can.
Oh no, he makes
step
great
into
throws.
His throws. But for some reason, when he's got someone coming at him, even if it's like he missed some short ones. He was bouncing them in there, man.
So he did. He had a touchdown pass to Tanner Connor, wide open. All he had to do was flip it out there.
If he's got to throw off his back foot.
Yeah,
it's like, I don't know, man.
Well, he got caught in the pocket a few times. You had time to throw it. I know we're going to blame the offensive line for a lot of stuff, but you had some time. You can't just stand there. The clock's got to go off. And by the way, Quinn Hewers had the same problem. Like, hey, man, you know what you're working with. You guys know. And here's the problem with practice. You make all those throws, and you realize a lot of those throws would have never happened because they would have been sacks. They would have been sacks for 2 weeks. Stand out there. And by the way, they you know, you don't touch the quarterback and you go by him. So the guy throws it. They go, hey, finish the play. And the guy makes a beautiful 40-yard throw or 30-yard throw. And you go, man, what a throw. And then you get in these things and you go, if you hold the ball now, you get your ass sacked. And four times it happened to Zach Wilson. And then on top of that, he did have a chance to throw the ball and hit a couple of guys out in the flats. One would have clearly been a touchdown, and the other would have been a completion. I don't know how much, but it would have been a completion, and it didn't go well. Now, when he had time, as Woody just said, he had a nice couple of throws to Washington and Akine, who also had a nice play and caught it and broke a tackle, ended up, 34, 35 yards. But overall,
it seems like an upgrade at the position, right? I mean, it does. But with that being said, do you see the numbers Skyler put up?
No,
he threw for like 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. they're going nuts over there. They think they got their guy. But
yeah,
we have seen that before.
Hey man,
they started sending out those numbers, boy.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't even know Skyler played.
Yeah, he had like a crazy game, but. It is what it is. I think they did upgrade that position, Joe. Like, I don't think it'll be a complete train wreck should Tua get hurt, but the drop-off was more than I had anticipated because everyone said how great these guys are playing in camp.
Well, there's a lot of parts to get to. First of all, the two things everybody's talking about, depth in our offensive line, number one, is a problem no matter what they say, no matter how much you coach them up. And they say, hey, we got to just keep working with them. They got to get more comfortable. And you go, okay. And the second one is the zone defense. At times when they had time to throw, they had some guys wide open.
Yeah, so the secondary, clearly a problem. The offensive line depth, I'm with you on that one. But, Joe, the really concerning thing was that opening drive. You're trying to pound that ball in. It's just not their identity, man.
No, but you have to do it, Woody.
Do you, though?
Yes.
I was thinking about that this morning.
No, you have to.
Do you really have to prove that point?
Yes, you have to.
Okay. I completely disagree with you. That's not your team.
But you and everybody else ripped him for being too finessey because you
can't just throw for being too finessey.
Woody, you have, and I have too. You can't just throw it out wide on third and two.
You're just going to run it four times, even though you can't get a yard?
In a practice game? Yes.
But you can't. It's not your identity. You're not successful doing that.
I am telling you, you have to do it live. He's not going to do it live in practice. Man. You have to do it. I would disagree.
They may need a backup play in there, man, because that stuff isn't going to work.
Okay, well, listen, you got to work on it to get it better. You understand that, right?
I do understand.
And you don't practice. It's not like when we play. We practice at full speed once a day. Once a day during double two-a-days, Shoes went, all right, into practice, goal line live. Because he go, oh, we got to go goal line live. So we worked on it. And by the way, we were kind of a finessey team back then, too.
Yeah.
We, you know, early on we weren't, but once we got 13, things changed.
I don't know.
But I think, listen, and I'll tell you why, Woody.
It just felt like Tyreek had jumped in the booth. He was like, I got to prove my point about this guy and his goal line carries.
Woody, you went out and got two big guards. You got to be able to run. You have to. You understand that, right? They went out, so you're going to be finessey with a 330 and a 320-pound guard that you got as a free agent and one that you drafted 37th overall. They think they're really good. You got that group minus Austin Jackson. They wanted – I had no problem. Matter of fact, I was just fourth down. I go, hey, man, you got to keep doing it. If this is the only time you're going to have to do it because the score doesn't matter. Score doesn't matter. So you got to do it. What
I'm
are we going to throw out?
Past this, though, just like in real games.
I know, but Woody, we're not there right now. We are actually in preseason football.
But it is concerning. It is concerning that this problem still exists, that they just they struggle in short yardage situations.
They have to keep doing it. And by the way, we barely scored on the other ones. It wasn't like we ran them. Well, we did on one. I shouldn't say that, actually.
No, it was the one that with Jalen scored,
too. Ollie Gordon, actually.
By the way, he's pretty good.
So he's a big, strong dude. And by the way, Madison, who I like a lot, but Madison goes down for any period of time. Oh, Ollie Gordon is going to play the second. He is a big, strong,
fast,
confident cat, man. I see it. I see the Oklahoma State guy, the seventh round pick, and he's gonna play, but probably gonna have to go out and get another running back, whatever that matters to you, to finish this thing. You're getting ready to play Dan Campbell for a couple of days this week. May try to sign a guy here real quickly to join you in Detroit. So it's a great question, Woody. I get it, and I'm just telling you, and I'm stubborn about it. We can't go through another year. You got to practice it, and it wasn't good enough.
You do need an identity, though, as a team.
You don't want
your identity to be like we're the team that can't get a yard. If you can't do it running downhill, then you got to figure something else out, man.
Okay, Mr. Coordinator.
I'm sorry.
There's two things you can do.
You're going to force Mr. Coordinator. Like it's my job to come up with their offensive.
It's his job. They went out. Chris went out and got these guys. We got to be able to run it with those guys. You have to be able to run it.
And if you can't?
If you can't, it's going to be a long year because you're going to finesse your way on third and fourth down like we did last year and throw screens and guys come up and blow them up. And
yeah, those are frustrating too.
Or just throw it down the field on fourth and one and try to hit the big play all the time. I mean, I had no problem with it. Yeah, I wish it would have been more successful. I wish on the first time they ran it that the damn thing goes in. Hey, by the way, nobody even touched the guy in the last play. Jalen Wright runs the last one. He didn't even have a chance. That guy breaks through. Nobody touches him. And what was it? Hell, it was probably a loss. I didn't even look at what a 2 or 3 yard loss or on line of scrimmage. But I think you got to work on it, folks. You got to be, it's preseason. There's no record. There's a reason 24-24, they said that's it.
I'm with you on working on it, but like.
Or you're going to work on it. You're going to work on it in practice and you think it works because.
If it doesn't work, though, you got to figure something else out.
He wouldn't do that in a game.
Can't do this all season long.
No, but he wouldn't do that in a game.
Good.
He would bootleg it at some point.
Good.
Why do you think when it was obvious to Chicago, by the way?
Yeah.
When Zach Wilson came in, he did some bootleg. The guy's wide open if he just flips it out there, Tanner Connor, because everybody's in the box going, they're going to run it. They're working. We know what they're working on. They're trying to get physical with their backups now. And, you know, Zach Wilson, by the way, you got to be able to make that throw. You have to be able to make that throw. But still, you have that other problem. You got to be able to run it between the tackles down on the goal line. You have to. And I'm guessing Mike, well, he was stubborn about it yesterday and was glad. Now, if that was a game, we'd be all be going, what are you doing? You can't run it. It's a game. Stop it. Get another play. Get creative. Do something. But that's the time to do it. We don't hit during practice. They don't go live during practices. Those days are done. So you have to do it in the preseason game. That's why I love when everybody tells, oh, the preseason, it's so we don't need it. We do. Maybe your team doesn't need it. We need it. We need to go live. And I know you're going to lose some guys. Some guys get banged up. We'll probably four or five guys won't play for each team, won't play this week. And, you know, a couple of guys got the crap knocked out of them and everything else. But I know it's frustrating to watch. I was looking at Jimmy. I go, Jimmy, he's got to keep running the ball.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, though.
The what?
The overall.
No, like, it wasn't
take
bad.
A step back, it
the
wasn't
first,
as
The first three
bad.
Quarters, the problem was that fourth quarter thing lasted about 40-something minutes and was terrible with injuries and penalties and those things.
The problem is I did think the quarterbacks would be better because of all the stuff you keep hearing coming out of there. You
yeah, but again.
Think it would look better.
I oh,
tell you, that damn near pick six that Zach Wilson threw, I mean, that thing was.
Should have had it, that guy.
Yeah, you
may never
had
get
it.
That
yeah.
again. But Woody, this goes back to the whole practice thing and Zach Wilson and Hewers and why isn't Hewers getting a chance? And then you're like, okay, now it's live, fellas. They're going to tackle you. You can't stand back there. And the guys are just going to run by you because they know every guy on defense knows you can't touch the quarterback. Now they're touching you. And now your ass is going down, or you're going to take off and run. And their guys were under pressure constantly.
Oh, they were.
And they just did a better job of rolling out and keeping plays alive and completing passes, right?
Well, I thought our defensive line did a good job. They seem to be a good unit for this team, but you're right that, like, the secondary, obviously, that is incredibly
when they don't get
concerning.
There, when they don't get there, this was a concern. When we don't get there with that front seven,
they're going to get picked apart.
That zone defense, you can't just play zone defense all the time. You can't.
What do you do?
Get there. Blitz.
Just blitz. Okay.
Get there.
Fair enough.
Hey, hopefully that four-man rush, you can make a living with that so you have extra guys to cover. But, we'll get into all that. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. It's a great topic. Not saying anybody's wrong, but listen, man, if you're going to practice, I'm sorry. He was stubborn about it and wasn't creative. It was like, hey, we're going to run.
Even if you know it's coming, though, it's still very frustrating to watch, man.
It is.
Because that was a big thing coming into this year is the short yardage stuff. And
then guys shoot gaps and nobody touches them, and the guy really blows them up on the last one. All right. Right now, before we get back to everything else, we got to tell you about our South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Never a bad time to talk about South Florida Chevy products, especially the SUV family. We've been talking about it for a long time. And being part of the SUV family, boy, I've had so many Tahoes, and I just bought myself over the last 4 or 5 months, a 2025 Tahoe. Love all that space. I do. Love driving. It's lonely in that big boy sometimes, but boy, I'll tell you what, it is nice to have all that room. What a great look. I love the new Tahoes, and I know you will too. Suburbans too. I would tell everybody vacation, except the kids are all going back to school today in Broward. And Dade's got a couple of days, and they're going to school. Woody, I forgot about that, man. Leon's in school today.
Yeah, big morning.
Is he nervous, or how's
he
handling?
Yeah, he's a little nervous. Yeah,
it's
a much bigger
kids.
School than he was at, so he's a little nervous. But
yeah,
we're all good, man.
All right. Yep. He's going to that's good schools out there where you are. Hey, getting back to the SUV family, the all-new Equinox.
Woody's talk about the Equinox I drove in on if you want to change the subject back. I mean, I love that thing, by the way.
Yeah, I know you
I'm
do.
I'm loving that car right now.
I know you went out, and I know you got a great deal because I know
Chris
the guy
the best,
you did.
Man,
Chris.
You got to stop by over there, man. Ed Morris, that place, unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got a lot of great Chevy dealers, 14 throughout South Florida to get great deals. And whether it's the all-new Equinox or the electric Equinox, right over to a 2025 Traverse, and, of course, our big guys, the Tahoes and the Suburbans, we got something for everybody. No matter what size you feel comfortable driving, they all have a great look. and they all have a lot of space. They really do for you, the cargo, the family, and everybody else. Hey, try out the new Silverado trucks. We make a truck perfect for your lifestyle. Strong and durable Silverado trucks across the board. Hey, man, things have never looked better than they do right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you, with a little help from us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, I would say they're both still learning the offense, still trying to get a good gauge and good feel on how Mike calls plays. Also get a good feel and gauge with the guys that are in there with them on timing, their footwork with certain plays. So all of that, and this is their first one. I don't think anyone should think this was the best, this was the worst. This is their first opportunity, especially for Quinn. And this is a learning lesson for them, and they'll continue to get better. Got two more opportunities for those guys, so looking forward to what they do the next time.
Couldn't agree more, man, than what Tua Tagovailoa had to say about the other two guys, Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. Man, you got to be aware of who you're playing with. Boy, this takes me back, because I played with the threes for 6-7 preseasons. I played a lot with those guys, and you're looking to have success, and you got to know what's with you. You've been now a couple weeks with your offensive lineman. You're looking around and you're going, okay, I got to get rid of the ball quickly. And who have I had the best chemistry with in camp? Who's going to help me look good? Who's going to help me score? Who's going to help me get first downs? And he's right on the money. And by the way, it's not the end. They'll get better and they'll get more comfortable. That's the first time they've both been tackled in camp. And Zach four times, and Quinn Ewers, of course, rolled out and didn't see a guy from behind who he got stripped and fumbled the ball in really bad field position. So that was a learning experience, man, but you got to know, boy, that clock's got to be running. I don't know how much time you think you're going to have I mean, everybody's talking about it. Austin Jackson's out. I don't know if you have five guys or not. I'm not sure. Larry Borum started at right tackle, had some good plays, had some bad plays. And they were playing guys who are shifting in. The rookies played a lot of football yesterday. I don't know if you could tell on TV or listening to the game, but yeah, a lot of those guys, young guys, they kept in even late in the game. They want to get them some work. They want to see how they play. They were gassed a little bit, some of those guys. You could tell that's the most football. It's a little different, man, than going out through a normal practice and then playing like everybody else has to, because that's not going to change. That's live football. Preseason is live football. Doesn't count, but it's live football. Doesn't count as far as wins and losses, but it is 100% live. You're going to get some guys hit you high. You're going to see the penalty flag, but guys aren't going to pull back on you because they're all trying to make the team and impress and all those things. But, boy, the biggest thing for Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers going forward, because he's right, they're going to play most of the football over these next two games. There got to be more awareness, man, of you got to get rid of the ball. You got to throw it. We can just sit and go, well, it's not their fault. They don't have time. Hey, you know what you're playing with? You're playing with the twos and threes on this offensive line. So some of it's on you. Sometimes it's not. Don't get me wrong. But you also got to know, man, when there's a free blitzer, there's got to be somebody. If there's a free blitzer, somebody knows that and is giving you a quick pattern to throw to under those circumstances. So that was part of it. Hey, I thought a lot of different groups did play well. I like the running back room, starting with Achan, who looked great yesterday. Man, he looked fresh, made some great cuts, broke some tackles, caught the football out of the backfield, all those things that he did last year. Not worried about him. But now all of a sudden, excuse me, I got a question. Who's the second best running back on this team? Because you start looking and you say to yourself, you know, Ollie Gordon didn't get to play with the best line yesterday. He played the end of the game, got a whole bunch of carries, but late in the game. Man, I'll tell you what, he runs strong, 225 pounds. And if we're going to run inside, and you're going to stick with it and go, damn it, guys, we're going to score between the tackles. So get ready to go.
So I know Omar's going to go, you know, for Madison. That's his guy. But I kind of with you. I thought Gordon looked pretty good.
He just looked really strong. Broke that
just
nice
fresh
run.
Like young, fresh, right?
So, yes. Yeah. But we're going to say this at a bunch of positions. So the problem. So other positions, and I'm randomly jumping around here. So defensively, a guy that made more plays than anybody yesterday. Also, listen, he had a couple plays where coverage wasn't great. Channing Tindall. And you're going, oh, you're not throwing that name at me, Joe. Come on. That guy's our first pick 4 or 5 years ago. Fourth year. This is fourth year. And he's been a special team, but he was supposed to be one of those fast dudes coming out of Georgia, starting in the middle of our defense, and he hasn't. And you're right. But yesterday, he had a lot of good plays. He had a lot of good plays. And I don't know if he has a chance. Let's say keep him as a special teams guy because of all the guys they have. Willie Gay Jr., Jordan Brooks, Dotson, and Britt from Tampa Bay are all really good players. So do they keep Channing knowing they're probably better at the linebacker position than he is, but he's the most athletic guy and probably going to be the best guy on special teams besides Gay. Willie Gay does everything, man. Willie Gay, he did it again early in the game yesterday. He goes down and makes tackles on special teams and a really good player. By the way, got himself a couple of rings with Kansas City. Hey, man, once you get those rings, now it's just about playing as long as you can and making as much money as you can, because Willie Gay Jr.'s got himself a couple of rings already. with the Kansas City Chiefs. But so you go across the board, and at certain positions where you're strong, like the front seven, I know what they're going to do and how they're going to work out the defensive line position, because they got a lot of really good players. They had a lot of guys making plays yesterday again.
Well, that's a good issue to have.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Nice that we have that.
Well, we don't have that every position, obviously, because it's not a perfect roster. Nobody has the perfect one.
What was your biggest concern? Was it O-line?
Same one.
Or secondary?
Same one.
Both?
Yeah. 1A, 1B. Yeah.
Oh, wow, we said that same time. That's good.
I gotta tell you, the Riders, they get a lot of, including the team, they get a lot of crap. Oh, you guys, what they're talking about, you know, oh, it's not, you guys got to let the process play. Okay, we're going to let the process play out. We got to see guys playing better. Got to see guys playing better. I got to tell you who was not very good yesterday at all. And I'm going to do the good and the not so good. So for all you really positive Pauls out there, I'm going to hit that. And for all those people, the little Nancy negatives, if they're married.
Boy. I don't think there's anything to be too overly negative about. I mean, again, I thought it looked better than I expected for the
first
most
three
part.
Quarters were not bad.
The only thing that's really frustrating is that damn short yardage stuff. And the way the game ended, but.
Well, the game. I mean,
these ties are, they're for the birds, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views. Waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You want to try to see who wins a preseason game?
Yeah.
Does it count?
Well, you need that kicker who hit the 70-yarder. You need that guy. Bring him in.
By the way,
get the ball to midfield and you're good.
They were close enough for their kicker, and they had a penalty. Knocked them right out. They couldn't get more yards.
Did you see the guy, I think it was Jacksonville, right, that hit a 70-yarder?
Yeah. Unbelievable. It looked like he had a little more.
Yeah, had about 10 yards to go.
It looked like, by the way.
You kicked the ball in the end zone by accident, and you're in field goal range of that team, yeah.
You know it was really good? Yes, the group that was by far the best it's
special
been.
Special teams.
That guy, they should have given that guy a game ball, and I know, but just because special teams have been so bad, and that guy kept his job so long. And every year, everybody quietly would go, how can our special teams be ranked so low and he keeps his job? What? And I know what he used to say. He used to go, well, a lot of my key guys got to play in offense and defense, so they're not as good, and now I got to use different guys so I don't have enough good guys, which everybody goes through.
Mm-hmm.
But
we saw a bunch of returns, too.
Hey, and That's one thing. We had Darren Rizzi on here, a month ago? Has it been a month, Woody? One, a little more?
A few weeks, yeah.
He said, hey, man, going to be a lot of returns. And he's right. There's going to be a lot of drives in this new game, good or bad, from about 35 to the 50. From 35 to the 50 on returns. They're not no more ripping out of the back of the end zone. Now it's trying to kick it down inside the five where the guy's got to return it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it makes the game more entertaining, I guess, right? That's what they're always going for.
Can I tell you the best play of the game?
Oh, please.
Best play of the game, Cameron Good's play on special teams. He was about 5 yards ahead of everybody else, got a guy blocking him, gets off the block and tackles a guy one-on-one. Really hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at Cameron Good. How are you going to keep him? Where's he fit in? Because there's guys, a whole bunch of guys, better pass rushers, but he's really good on special teams.
It's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's nice to have one of those problems.
Anyway, and the receiver situation with the Washingtons and D. Eskridge. Ethan Bonner made a nice play, got mm-hmm. the ball up in the air.
Azakama made a couple of plays.
Yeah, by the way, how about that one? God, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you said that. He did make a call and had a nice return. He is the best, by the way.
Wait, man, that return thing, though, is going to be, like, that's a thing. Remember we talked like Devin Hester, right? And then we're like, oh, no one returns a ball anymore.
How'd you like to be Devin Hester playing in that with
yeah,
this rule?
Like, that's going to be a thing, right? Like, you need a legitimate returner.
You want a guy now that realizes,
can break one.
And those coaches are all going, hey, guys, you realize we could break four or five this year. No, I'm not exaggerating. You're going, what? Get out of here. Look how close yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't see all the games. I saw there were some touchdowns on in some of the games.
Seems to be starting out there near midfield.
We're going to see, not only are you going to see more touchdowns, we're going to see, like you said, a lot better field position. Mm-hmm. These offense going to be starting to like, well, we got a field goal. Let's go get the touchdown. We're close enough, man. We're in great shape. All right, we got to go to break, Woody. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, for people watching, I know we got a lot of Jets and Patriot fans live down here. They must be real excited. Jets win 30-10. Patriots win 48-18.
Oh, I just heard driving in how great the Jets are.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
My man said, hey, that's the team.
You know, the overreaction to the preseason stuff is wild,
That's
man.
Why it's so great.
It is so, like, Shador Sanders, right, got it going.
That was great. By the way, he also called out a guy in the radio business who's been ripping him since he got there. He called him out.
By the way, that's a cool story. If he ends up playing well over there with what they, you know, putting him, what, fourth or third on the depth chart?
You saw some people were mad at the coach. He didn't give him enough praise.
Yeah.
And he made him sound like, you know, he's got a lot of work. And they were mad that he didn't, like, name him the starting quarterback or something. It was
– What a bizarre situation they have over there, isn't it?
That's a weird
Again,
one.
Again, I have to assume, Joe, he's third string at best, right? Start their season? They're not going to dump the guy they drafted a handful of rounds in front of him. And they seem like Flacco seems to be cemented.
I see him going ahead of lefty.
Of Dylan Gabriel, really?
Yes.
Okay. Then you got the Massage King still over there on the roster.
He's not going. He's ahead of him right now. As you showed up and signed your contract, you're ahead of him. They want to get rid of him.
Boy, they must hate Joe Flacco in Cleveland then, right? Like, why play Joe Flacco? What do you have to gain by doing that?
They're trying to win games, too.
Oh, come on.
They're trying to get better and win games.
How do you sell that to your fans?
They think Joe Flacco's their best chance. They know what Joe can do, and they're not sure what the rest of these guys can do. Woody, we got to go to break here. I'm going to be going right into 7 o'clock hour, and you're going to be mad at me. But not without talking about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. Boy, I got to tell you, if you've been dragging, lack of sleep, not sleeping well, in a funk, depressed, sex drive is gone to go along with your energy level is gone, and you're going, what's going on, man? I am tired all the time. I come home, I have no energy to do nothing except lay down, take a nap, get ready, have dinner, eat too much, not exercising, gaining weight, go to bed, and do the same routine 7 days a week. And everybody's telling you, oh, it's okay, it's part of life. And you go, no, it's not. Atlantic Men's Clinic is telling you it's not. Do you want to get your energy level back? You want to get your sex drive back? I don't care if you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s. If you're going through it and all of a sudden you and your wife have just become good friends and that's it. Hell, they're almost like neighbors. If you want to get more, Atlantic Men's Clinic works like nobody's business. 14 months. I got the T, the PSA test, and I got great results. I got it fast. Number one question I get asked is, how quickly does this thing kick in? And I know what you're talking about, brothers. And I know, and I want to let you know, it kicks in real quickly. They'll get your numbers. They'll put you on a program that's perfect for you. The T, the PSA test, they're professionals. Put together a program. You get started. 7 locations, including a brand new one in Hollywood. And you are in business. Something close to you. Great people. Making it a great experience for you with unbelievable results and doing it the right way, the safe way. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Set up that first appointment. It's the best one. You'll be glad you did. And Woody, but we got one special guy I got to say good morning to. One special guy out there. One special. Now, you're all special to me if you're listening or viewing now. But my man Leon, you're out there getting ready for your new school. You're going to kick you know what at that school, man. You are going to do great. It's going to be a great experience. You are. So, Leon, get ready. Walk in there and be the man. You're going to be ready to go. Can't wait. So,
thanks, man. He's very excited. He's fired up this morning.
He is fired up. Good. That's
so
great,
I was driving in. I saw those Broward school buses were getting ready to roll.
Well, and you know what? So, I'm not too far from Western High School and Bonaventure Catholic School, right next to each other. So you can imagine during the time of either picking them up or going to school. Now, I'm okay going to school. I'm up early in the morning already down here. But the one in the afternoon, I always forget. And you get stuck. And it takes forever to go like a half a mile. And if you're, you know, so I got to be prepared now. I got to remember those hours, get back that 2 to 3:15 and
just don't drive in front of those buses, man, because they got cameras all over them now.
And they don't mess around.
I think the fines are up to $500.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I got a lot of bad habits, but I don't mess with the buses. Yeah, a lot of bad habits, but not that one. Not that one. So anyway, hey, for all the kids out there, boys and girls out there with mom and dad today, and and by the way, a lot of I was not a big school guy. Like, I didn't like, oh boy, I get to go back to school. You know, I was like, what about all my teams? I get to play everything, Dad, or is this shutting it down? What happens now? So
we got to find out. By the way, all of our other counties that we reach now, how they're doing with when they start.
That's right. We got to start talking about Palm Beach, man. We are in Palm Beach this morning.
Monroe.
I can't believe we're up there with all the PGA players now. We're going to have to start doing golf stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Start doing rankings, Jupiter PGA, because they all live up there. Those guys all live up there in Jupiter area now. They come down.
Speaking of golf, we do have a Happy Gilmore, an Adam Sandler giveaway that we're doing here. You want me to give you the code now since you brought it up?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler is coming to the Kaseya Center on September 7th. We do have a chance for you to win tickets. Text the word Adam to 20357. And that's Adam to 20357. For more info, you can go to WQAM.com. This is a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. Tickets are also available for purchase at KaseyaCenter.com.
All right. So what'd you think of Happy Gilmore 2?
Those are one of the worst pieces of crap I've ever seen. And I love Adam Sandler.
You love him.
I love
everything
Adam
he does. You love him.
Favorite person in the world. That was tough to watch.
So, you're not the first one. I said a few weeks ago, everybody that loves him did not like the second one. They said he overdosed it.
Yeah. Well, I was devastated to see the golfers were going to be in it. Like I didn't really do much research going into the movie. I just kind of let it rip out over the weekend.
Yeah.
But to see like Kepka and DeChambeau and these guys, I mean, they're dopey.
You didn't like those guys in the movie.
They shouldn't be in a comedy. Like, I get it. They were maybe give them a cameo, but they were in it way too much.
Yeah. All right.
The plot was.
And Woody, since I know how much you like him, that was.
I hope to be going to this show here.
Yeah, of course. That's different.
I'm going to text in Adam to 20357.
Sounds good, Woody.
Get some tickets here.
Hey, we've got a lot of news and NFL games. I don't know how much I sat in my hotel room there and able to watch a little bit of a lot of games, especially in the evening.
I think a lot of us spent a lot of our weekend watching football, man.
Well, I was really...
It's good to be back, isn't it?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I couldn't wait. I wanted to watch the first snap with Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah.
right?
He must see TV.
14 to 23, 138 yards and two touchdowns. I was happy for him. I know everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, a lot, it's kind of mixed, right? Some people really like him, some don't. Yeah. Some really defend him.
Like, what's the dislike really about him, though? Like, he said all the right stuff with his dad, right? He's like, I'm not going to have him around.
Well, did you see how the guy walked in with him that had something, and I saw people are upset.
So what?
You know, but he went out. He had a really – he made some good throws. Those weren't just –
he's just
made,
in such a weird situation there.
He is. Being Deion's kid and everything that's just happened, it's just not – it's not an easy road.
They got to get rid of Joe Flacco, though. Like, that's the dumbest thing. Why would you keep that guy around?
Well, they're not just going to come in and start Shador, I don't think, unless everybody's hurt, obviously. And they got a bunch of guys hurt. It is going to be really interesting to see, is he going to be the backup to start the season? Hell, he could play. If they're not playing well, you got nothing to lose. Somebody's going to go put Shador in there at some point. And let him play. I don't think he'll start no matter what happens. Or will he be a backup quarterback if somebody goes down? There's a good chance Browns quarterbacks get hurt. Hell, they can't stay healthy in camp where nobody touches you. What's the chance they're going to stay healthy when they start tackling these guys? And then the Jets and the Patriots. Jets beat the Packers 30-10. I hope people don't read into it too much. And the Patriots put 48. They didn't score 48 in four games. A year ago, they struggled. 48-18 over Washington.
Yeah, before we overreact, you know, let's see. Skylar Thompson, look at his numbers before you overreact to what the preseason is.
What were Skylar's actual numbers? They weren't really great.
Honestly, no, it was like 233-3.
Really?
Uh-huh, 20-38. They haven't thrown 38 times.
Wow. I didn't think he'd be on the team.
28? I don't know. People say different things.
I was shocked. I didn't think he'd...
20 of 28.
Yeah.
233-3.
He is he's a hell of a...
132 passer rate.
He's a hell of a preseason player, and that's not a shot. He's been a really good preseason player.
Yeah, so we hear.
Hey, we got to go to break here. We got overloaded.
Joe
Schad
was retweeting some of the Pittsburgh media that was, like, freaking out over how good this guy is. I mean, obviously they don't know, but...
Yeah.
You know,
he had a lot better weapons down here to throw to than they have.
Yeah. Well, usually we talk about guys being good in the regular season and being bad in the playoffs, right? This guy's bad. He's good in the preseason, but he's bad in the regular season.
Well,
you don't usually have that.
Hey, good for him, man. Getting his career going again. And because, you know, you kind of wonder when things ended the way they did and how it goes. So he's off. Don't want to hate on anybody. Hey, we got to go to break here. Got to get all caught up here. We do have a lot more from the Dolphins 24-24 tie because they don't play in overtime in preseason football.
And for the betting community, we find a way to end these games with a winner.
We want to just have a
field. This is the second time this preseason I've
yeah. You want to have a
pushed.
You want to have a field goal contest, though, at the end there?
A shootout?
A field goal shootout. We'll just put it at the end there.
To be honest, I would love that.
Kind of like the All-Star game, incredible. The home runs at the end of the game.
Well, guys are hitting them from 70 now, so.
That would be pretty interesting. Yeah, just let them rip, go out there, and the teams are watching them.
And shootout.
That'd be something else. All right, we got to get all caught up. 7 o'clock hour is on the way.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.